So lots of stuff to talk about at the start of the week. First thing, don't drink the water if you're in Flint, Michigan. Isn't that a disaster? Even saw an Aaron Brockovich, is that how you say that, on TV the other day, and that guy holding up a bottle of yellow water. It's not funny. It's the lead and other crap that's in there can cause all sorts of problems. But think about the President of the United States, who once said, and has said many times, that global warming is one of the biggest threats to the nation's security. What about those blizzards that are happening in the eastern part of the United States, and reports that the polar ice cap is actually growing, not shrinking? So where's Obama now to talk about those things? Probably on a vacation somewhere where it's nice and warm. I don't know what he's doing. Doesn't matter. Anyway, the Iran hostages, some of them got out after a prisoner exchange. And isn't it a coincidence now that North Korea have grabbed a hold of a United States citizen student, I believe? And it's going to be interesting to see what Obama gives them in exchange for him. It's easy now for some of these rogue countries because they see that the United States is weak when it comes to dealing back prisoners for someone that they have. Anyway, another interesting week, so make sure don't drink the water in Flint, and don't drink the Kool-Aid that Obama is offering. I'm Dan Pretzer. That's today's commentary.